Red Elk has been sharing with us his experiences with the people that live under our feet, underground, right now. And that was what Pam was curious about. How many people are living underground right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, how many people are living on Earth? Go quick, run out and count them. You know, I mean, that's a ridiculous question.
But
how many types is a little bit better to ask.
All right, how many types?
I really don't know. I haven't run into all the types, but I've heard of other types that I haven't seen or talked with. But giants, certainly. You know, people that are, oh, my gosh, 15 foot tall is a shorty. And they're nice people, really nice people. And beautiful cities in these great caverns. And I'm talking cities, I'm not talking towns. And the caverns are that great. And, the rock swimmers that I just recently learned about here, about three and a half years ago?
What are rock swimmers?
They're a form of angel. And it's quite possible for you, me, or anyone to literally walk through solid walls or solid stone. And they do that. And there is technology by the alien races that they match energy and just slip right through the face of the earth and down into their bases and back up again. And that is technology. The other is mind work. But anyway, the gnomes, the elves, the fairies, they really do exist. A few do see them. And I tell you, you have to be very childlike in heart and mind, in goodness, in kindness, in godliness, before they'll ever approach you.
Now,
and yes, I do serve beer to the 10 or so that you want.
Yeah, but see, if they're childlike, why are you giving them beer?
I said you had to be childlike. You listen to what I listen to say. Don't go jumping off the horse in the middle of a run.
So, is it wise to give beer to the elves?
And like I said, they don't get snockered, and they enjoy their beer. They think American beer is pretty weak stuff. But
what do they like?
Huh?
What do they like, Heineken?
I don't know. They've never asked me for a particular brand. I don't drink it. If I got a feeling that they're going to show up in the next few days, I go down and I buy a six-pack.
But you go for an import?
Hmm?
You go for an import as opposed
to... No. Okay. Hell, I can't afford hardly a bottle, let alone a six-pack or import. But they're happy, you know, it's a thought that counts. And they sit there with their little mugs in a semicircle in front of me, and we chat. Have a good time.
How do you meet your basic needs then underground? I mean,
First off, the walls are lined with a form of manna. And not everywhere, but it's almost like a... those little things on the rocks up in the Arctic.
Oh, lichen?
Yeah.
Lichen.
Yeah, it's like that. And you can scrape it off the walls, and it's very honey-like tasty. And where generally it's pretty dark in there, but every once in a while your body heat, or I'm not sure what happens, but the wall becomes phosphorus. And you can see for a long, long time. Then it gets dark, and you have to feel with your hands around, you know, and kind of make sure your feet isn't going to fall into a hole. And, you know, it's dark. But when they do, there are rivers and lakes down there. There's one enormous, almost a sea, underneath the pyramid in Giza. And with a big island in it, and it's really a river that goes in one end, fills this huge cavern up with a sea-like area, and goes to the other, and it is called the River Sphinx. And there are people on that island, and they are the most fascinating sounding and beautiful people I have ever met. They have a body of a man, but from their upper parts of their shoulders, you know, I mean, across the chest and stuff, It's feathers. It's bluebird feathers. And their heads are like a bluebird. And when they sing in unison, oh, it's unbelievable. I swear to you, even the angels don't seem to outsing these people. And I've heard the angels sing, believe it. And it is just awe-inspiring. But these crazy bluebird men, I've never seen a woman. But then I haven't been on the island. They had to come over to me on the shore. And when they talk, this is one language I can't even get mental telepathy out of. I had to have an interpreter. And they chirp and make thralling sounds and stuff. Ooh, really cool. And frankly, they want to be left alone. They don't want anything to do with anybody except themselves. But, it's just a load of different kinds of people. Dinosaurs and stuff still do exist down there. There are just waves and waves of tall grasses and weeds and stuff. I know for sure some of it was deliberately placed down there by a race that went to war with another race. That lived below ground. The one lived above, they broke their alliance, went to war, and they went down and prepared these cities that the long walkers are still walking to. I think that one made it to their spot in South America, but I had to turn them over to the South American Hayoka, Inner Hayoka, because that's not my territory. And so I'm not dead sure what's going on down there. The ones up here, two groups of long walkers that I know of for sure, are walking. And the first one that started out, I think there were 37. They're down now too. They'll end up with about 16. But no children, young men and young women and some elders. But I've never seen any children in the two or three groups that have gone down. But they're all ready to have children. I mean, you know, they're of the right sex and age.
Right.
But these cities are just phenomenal.
Well,
the one that I protect, they're right down in Washington State. The original long walkers headed towards that. They got within 10 miles of it. But the labyrinth down there is so great that they ended up in Idaho and they're working their way back, not even knowing that they were close in the first place. They should be there this year or next year.